What is up, everyone? It is another episode of Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast with your host, Nerdtween. So today we are going to talk about representation and why that matters. I don't understand why we still have to have this debate. It shouldn't have to be said yet again. And then once we're done with that, we're going to get into that amazing episode of The Last of Us, episode 3. But first, I want to start off by saying there's a lot of things that I will critique or I will say I have issues with, but there are literally pretty much two hills that I'm going to die on. And those two hills are that Wolverine needs to be short and that Moon Knight should have Jewish representation. And I don't think it's too much to ask. And I recently made a post on both TikTok and Instagram and saying basically that it's a tragedy and it's insulting to the character that the only scene in the entire series so far, the whole season, that had any representation is when he was at his mother's wake and sitting Shiva, and he takes off his yarmulke and smashes it on the ground, and the scene itself is not the problem. The fact that the creators took it upon themselves to change the character's origin in order to remove its connection to his Judaism and all that, because not many people seem to realize that his split personalities all originated from a very local source to his religion. He had a family friend who was a rabbi who turned out to be a sympathizer of the Reich of Germany, let's say it like that, so I don't get kicked off of any of the social media platforms. And he was a serial killer, and all he did was kill Jews. And when this was revealed, his mind split and became multiple personalities because it was hiding that from himself and saving that part of him and turning into this angry person that can fight his way out of that. That all originated from his faith. And it's very important to the character. And if you look at the comics, he is always talking about his Jewish heritage. Now, I know that wasn't always the case. You know, there was obvious retcons. The character didn't have any type of backstory like that until later on, but that's part of the canon now of what the character is. He is a Jewish American, and I find it funny that, again, I'm being told to just shut up, or people will just complain about anything. Oh, it doesn't matter. Funny. Or no one cares. I care. Okay? And I know a lot of other Jewish creators who feel the same way. And, you know, it's, if you put the shoe on the other foot, and this was any other race, ethnicity, religion, it would never be like this. And a perfect representation of that is Ms. Marvel. Now, I enjoyed Ms. Marvel. I'm not talking down or even criticizing Ms. Marvel. In fact, I'm praising it because it had arguably the best representation of any show, movie, anything MCU, and it deserves to be applauded. Absolutely. They made sure they casted a Muslim actress, someone who looked the part, someone who could act the part, and they actually changed the character's power origins to make sure it was tied into her family, which then allows us to look deep into the Indian culture and what happened in their history and all of that. We got to see the mosque, we got to see the president, we got to see so much representation, and it was beautiful. And I will admit that my initial watch and displeasure about Moon Knight, I've said on this podcast, you can go back and take a look at my reviews of the show. But a quick summation, I didn't like the show. I thought there were a lot of issues, and it seemed like the creators decided to change everything just for the sake of changing it. It didn't increase or impact the character in a positive way. Like, you can change things in a comic book origin, and I'm not going to complain. I mean, think about it. There are some, if it's changing it for the better, then great. Like, you know, in the comics, Bucky's a little kid. Having him be the same age as Cap really changes things and makes it great for the MCU. That's perfect. I mean, okay. It doesn't have to be comic book accurate. I'm not saying that. But when it comes to Jewish characters, there aren't many of them that are really prominent that can really stand on their own. I mean, we got Kitty Pryde, and we've got The Thing coming soon, hopefully. So that should help. And then Magneto. And Magneto is a very problematic case right now, because there's a good chance that he might not even be Jewish as well. There's a good chance that they might change him to be a black man. And I honestly, that change is another example of a potential good change. While I love Magneto, I love that his ties are into the Holocaust, and it just makes it so ingrained in who the character is. But in the era of the MCU, in the timeline, the character would be pretty old. Now, you can, I've seen people say, oh, well, you can always just make the mutants age slower. Fine, fair enough. But if you want to do a change, a character like Magneto would be a character that you could do, because it could benefit the story. If you have him be a black man that went through the civil rights movement, which is what the X-Men were an allegory for, it's the exact same scenario. He saw his people mistreated. He saw his people abused and sometimes murdered, you know, all that stuff. Like, you can get all the same beats. But to remove the representation from a character like Moon Knight and then show that he's Jewish in the show, well, then why were certain scenes edited to make sure that his Star of David wasn't showing on his chest? Why was it obviously more important to show Egypt in a favorable light and get a female Egyptian superhero than to do the character justice? And again, you can watch all my reviews. I have a lot more issues with the show itself. Like, the fact that he was cast at all would never have happened anyway. It's like, it would be like if they would have cast a Hispanic girl for Miss Marvel and said, well, it's close enough, right? She looks the part, right? Do you understand the uproar and the absolute justifiable rage that would come from that? And yet here I am, when they cast someone who's not Jewish for one of the most predominant Jewish roles, and I'm being told to shut up. I'm being told to stop complaining. I'm being told that no one cares. Funny. Obviously someone does. And if I'm the only one that does, fine. So be it. I don't care. As I said, this is the hill, one of the hills that I will die on. And I even said in my reviews, I even adopted this crazy headcanon that they auditioned hundreds and thousands of Jewish actors and none of them could play the part. And then Oscar just walks and was like, hey, can I do this? Can I read for the part? And they're like, wow, you're so perfect. We have to use you. We'll deal with the backlash. I literally made that a headcanon for myself just so I can try to get through the show, because I love Moon Knight. I have his first appearance. You know, there's a lot of characters that I collect that I like, and Moon Knight's one of them. And to see them just obviously not care about the source material whatsoever, just, oh, I need to have three personalities, three names. Okay, I'm going to grab this random name of a character that was in one issue and make him my bad guy. And yeah, no. There's no reason. Like, to change things just for the sake of changing them, just so it's different, is not clever writing, and it's not great storytelling. It's just being obnoxious. I honestly, and I would hope that anyone who hears this just understands that I wanted to like it. I really did. Honestly, there was probably one episode that I liked. And even that had a whole bunch of issues that that got me really aggravated. I mean, damn. How are you going to have a show about a brutal Jewish superhero and not show any brutality or barely any Jewish stuff and cast a Hispanic actor? Imagine if they would have done that with, say, okay, Black Panther. Let's say they cast a really dark-skinned Hispanic. It's the easiest one for me to grab. Hispanic. Would that be okay? It wouldn't. Or like if you try to like do a Daredevil show and not mention that he's Catholic. That's literally a driving force of the character. And for me, as a fan of Moon Knight and someone who wants to see Jewish representation, once again, I'm being told that it doesn't matter. Just like the same scenario when I talk about Wolverine being short. Wolverine needs to be short. It's integral to the character, of the design of who the character is. Have you seen a Wolverine? Are Wolverines big? No, they're not. Hence why he was named the Wolverine. They're small, vicious creatures. I mean, and then again, when I bring that up, oh, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be short, but he does. And granted, I know I'm Caucasian, but the things that are the biggest identifying factors about me are I'm Jewish and I'm short. And I am being told time and time again that that doesn't matter. And if I'm the only one that wants to fight for that, I'm okay with that. I have no problems with that. Again, these are the hills I'll die on. But I just think it's funny that anything like I get so frustrated when I start talking about this, because people don't understand what it's like to be a short man, for instance, who has to watch entertainment that always makes you the butt of the joke, always makes you needing help, people picking you up with one hand, people saying, oh, how cute, and messing up your hair. These are all things I've dealt with in real life. For once, I would like to see a short hero who is not the butt of the joke. I mean, we've got basically Willow, Yoda, and that's about it. And the Hobbits. Oh, and Gimli. I like Gimli too. Gimli's a good role model. We need more of that. There are so many people that are not like me who will, like, I've done stand-up comedy. My opening routine is literally about me trying to act like an adult in a bar having to hop off a bar stool. I get it. It's funny. And I can talk about it because I'm okay with who I am. But there are, I'm sure, thousands of short men who can't even look at themselves because they know what other people think about them. Like, try dating as a short man. I had this one chick one time that literally, like, everything was perfect. She was into Disney, Marvel, everything that I loved. She was talking about, wow, I think I'm falling for you. And then she asked me my height, and she was 5'5", and she's like, oh, well, I'm taller than you. Yeah, this will never work. Click. And then literally hung up and blocked me. How did it go from, I think I'm falling for you? Oh, you mean I'm taller than you? That automatically is a deal breaker for so many people. Give us a short Wolverine, and I bet you that changes. And honestly, it's too late for me. I'm not even trying to fight for me. I'm trying to fight for future generations. But like I said, it just seems like, for me, I'm constantly being told that what I feel and what bothers me doesn't matter because it's things that I guess people don't care about. I mean, they don't see the struggles of being someone of the Jewish faith who automatically everyone just looks at you and go, oh, I bet you're great at math. You're a lawyer. You're a doctor. I mean, sure, maybe those might be good stereotypes to have, but I don't fall into that. Like, these stereotypes, like, oh, you've got a big nose. I only have a big nose because I broke it so many times. Like, I mean, like, oh, they're good with money. I mean, again, these might be the better of the stereotypes to have, but they're still stereotypes nonetheless. And to not give future Jewish kids a Moon Knight that is Jewish, or not give future short kids a short Wolverine they deserve, hashtag make Wolverine short again, honestly, then Marvel needs to man up and admit that they're not about representation unless it's profitable. I've said this before on my podcast. This is not me coming out saying this new now. Excuse me. What's more marketable? A teenage fangirl who is Muslim and Indian and a superhero? Or a Jewish guy who beats people up? It's not hard to see why one got better and more appropriate representation than the other. Now, if I'm wrong, please, I would love someone at Marvel to tell me I'm wrong. It was because of something else. Oh, or I mean, could be because Moon Knight was more focused about the Egyptian culture and the bringing a female Egyptian hero more important than, I don't know, having a Moon Knight that is at all representative of the character. I mean, literally changed everything. It's not like, for me, that's not Moon Knight. Oscar Isaac, all the cheer in the world to him. He is a fantastic actor. I love almost everything he does. I don't hate him in this role, for the record. And I have said that before, that he was the only reason I made it through the show, is because his performance was impeccable. And again, that's why I in my head, I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll let it go that it's not a Jewish actor. Although the guy who plays in The Boys, Frenchie, Jewish actor from Israel. Just saying. So there are people who could actually do it. So whatever. But again, like I said, I watched the show like just going, you know what? I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Like, everyone's telling me to, because it doesn't matter. And here we go again. I say my piece on it, and I justifiably, in a lot of people's opinions, get attacked. And now there, I did have some very good interactions. I said someone thought I was nitpicking, and that's fair. I absolutely understand that could be the case, but I think I've earned that right. I think that after the way entertainment has gone forever, I think at this point it's okay for me to take this stance. It's okay for me to voice my displeasure with the fact that you talk about representation, but not everyone is represented equally. I mean, just saying, there are a lot of groups that are still being left out in the cold, and I wish I could fight for all of them. I mean, if there's a group of people who think they're being left out of the equation, send me a message. I'll do my research and try to fight for you too. But like, these are the things that are me. I am a short Jewish man. So when you tell me short people don't matter, or a short Wolverine doesn't matter, or a Jewish Moon Knight doesn't matter, you're telling me I don't matter. That's what you're doing. And again, I'm okay. Like, I'm not of the same cloth as many people. I am a glutton for punishment. I worked in a Jewish deli. So believe me, I know how to take criticism. I know how to take getting yelled at and called names and all these things. Not saying that's all from the Jewish deli, but I think anyone who knows what a Jewish deli is like, either working at one or attending a busy one, knows what I mean by that. And there are just so many times where I, even I, as someone who steers into the skid when it comes to things like that, it's just blatant, like how much that it doesn't seem to matter to the general people as it does for other groups. And people say, well, religion is different. Well, the Jewish religion is more of a people, and it's a culture, not just a religion. Like, it's just not how it works. And I think that's lost on a lot of people, because, and that's one of the big, oh, it's, why does it have to be about religion? This is about a superhero based who has ties with a religious tone. Would you not want Daredevil to have his Catholic guilt like it is in the comics? And like it was so brilliantly on the Daredevil Netflix show that we love so much? Just saying. If you want to talk about representation and you want to talk about things and people being represented fairly, then do it across the board. Don't let one slip through the cracks, because those are people you're marginalizing just to make a better, you know, grouping in the future. It's, if they do have a Moon Knight season 2, I would so hope that they do it. They realize how offended a lot of us were. And like I say, it's not just me. I've seen a lot of Jewish creators who have voiced similar displeasures. And again, I am definitely built to last. So, you don't have to worry about my feelings when it comes to these things. So I'm going to keep fighting. It doesn't matter to me. I feel like this is what I was born for, so here I am. But so that's my piece on how representation matters across the board. And I'm glad, and I want to make sure that it's clear that I'm not upset that other races and cultures and religions are getting the representation they should. Representation matters. Those people, like, I remember watching clips of people watching Miss Marvel, and they were crying because they were seeing themselves the first time on screen in that capacity. And like adults, like, who don't even watch Marvel, that were like just breaking down in tears. Like, it was like, oh my God, this is so perfect. Like, that's all I want. And there aren't many chances for people of the Jewish faith in when it comes to superheroes, even though most of the people who, you know, started comics were Jewish people, but I digress. But yeah, please let me know in the comments if you think I'm out of line, if you think that I should just shut up and go back to enjoying it. That's the one I get a lot. Why do you have to complain about this? Why can't you just enjoy it? Okay, so moving on, we're going to talk about The Last of Us Episode 3. Nick Offerman is just one of my favorite actors, and he crushed it. I initially was like, yeah, this guy's I'm going to headcanon that this is Ron Swanson in the future. And then almost immediately I had to change that. And it wasn't because of anything in regards to his partner. It was because he lived in a cul-de-sac. There ain't no way Ron Swanson would not be living in the middle of nowhere. That is the only reason. I was like, ah, damn it. I can't do that. But let's talk about the overwhelming support and praise of this episode. I remember watching it the first time thinking to myself, oh boy, the internet is going to explode. Because I just look at what has happened when topics like this were previously introduced in other mediums, it automatically started a shitstorm. People were like, oh, why are they like shoving the gay agenda down? Again, representation matters. And I do think, and I've said this before, I believe, on the podcast. I've said it out loud before, so I know for sure. I do think that it's a little unjust that straight actors playing gay roles gets a ton of praise, yet when gay actors play straight roles, it's just like, oh, well, I didn't know he was gay. I really want to like interview someone who is gay in the industry, and they have to play straight all the time. That is impressive to be able to make that look amazing and look real. Like, could you, like, if you tried that, you probably wouldn't look convincing like a lot of these people do. Like, it's very impressive. But when it's flipped the other way, like you're talking about Brokeback Mountain, when Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger did that, it was like, oh my God, you know how amazing that was. But if it was the other way around, where the guy is gay and he's playing a straight relationship, they don't say a word. It's not like, oh my God, could you? That's look really amazing. He's such a talented actor. It's usually not the converse. Usually not true. And I really think that this is an example of when casting can be overlooked because it was the story that was told was so well done. It gave this perfect little concealed love story. And I think it is, and if I'm not in that community, I mean, I am an ally, but if I'm wrong, please let me know. I would love to talk about that in future videos. But this story, it was so beautiful. And I see people comparing it as basically the opening of Up, which I haven't seen yet. Up, but for an hour and live action. And I cried through a great, good portion of it. There was a lot of great jokes in there. And I can't speak enough to how well this show has been so far. It's also a blessing for me that I didn't play the games, because that I've seen people get mad about that, you know, how they did it, because in the games, all three characters, Ellie, I'm drawing a blank of the other character's name. Joel, there we go. They all meet with him in his house, you know, I mean, and there's a lot of interactions there that were great that we don't get now because of the way they did it. But it's one thing to go shot for shot, and it's an entirely another thing to go shot for shot and then add in context that wasn't in the game, or changing things for a better story, because his partner in the game is never seen alive. So you got to see that, where he became, like, where he actually became his partner. And the message he left for Joel, every time I watch it, I cry, because there's a lot of people, I mean, myself included sometimes, where just, I hate the world, man. Like, a lot of the things like I see in here, it just makes me weep for what the future might hold. And stories like this, and the letter, what he said to Joel was, I wanted the whole world to die, but there was one person worth saving. and that's what we're here for. And God bless anyone who gets in our way. Again, that spoke to me because I feel like that's a lot of things that I do is I say things that maybe people don't have the audacity to say, or I fight the battles that no one else wants to because, I mean, they mean more to me. And I really feel like this is... So a lot of people are saying that it's the best episode ever in history of time. I'll say this. It may be one of the best non-season finales of all time. Because there are some season finales for Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, you know, plenty of shows that have some of the greatest episodes ever, season finales. They are next level. And this may be the most beautiful love story we've ever seen on screen. And it may be, it's definitely probably one of the best in the horror slash sci-fi genre, 100%. But there are, I think, some dramas that could, I mean, you're trying to tell me that a couple of the episodes of Sopranos don't compete. You know what I mean? Like just got to think about that like that. Like, was it absolutely fantastic? Fucking yes, it was. Absolutely. It's probably one of my favorite episodes of any show I've watched in a long time. And I'll say this. The first three episodes may be the first three episodes of a series ever. I mean, I would have to really do some digging to really stand like, oh, yes, I'm saying that. But I mean, it's hard to argue with it based off of what you're seeing on the screen. And by the time this releases, it'll be a few hours still until the newest episode drops. It'll be tonight at, you know, different times, but Sunday nights. And I don't even know what to expect, and I love it. And I feel bad for people who played the game watching this show now, because they kind of know, like, I've seen some, you know, I've seen clips and stuff, and so I have some idea what's down the way. But week to week, I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. And it honestly, it's a joy. And I'm glad. And I remember thinking, because I'm not very good at those games anymore. I don't know if it's because my hands can't do it anymore, or if I just don't have the patience or whatever it is. But like, even like some fighting games, like I was playing the Injustice, and I kept thinking to myself, man, these cutscenes, if they ever just, why don't they just make that as a live action movie? DC would do so much better if they did that. And here we are. They're taking the story of The Last of Us and turning it into this epic and unbelievable TV show. And I couldn't be happier. Amazon apparently like got God of War. And I'm saying, if you stay true to the source material and deviate in select areas, you will have the fans of the original property and new fans that you can attract eating out of the palm of your hand. The Last of Us is a perfect example of that. And this show, and granted, this is just from what I've read and what I know from what people told me, because I have not played the game, as I keep saying, just to make sure everyone knows. They've changed, you know, how the virus is transmitted, you know, instead of spores. And they changed, you know, this recent episode, in episode three, the origins and details. And I mean, it's still loved across the board by fans of the game and non-fans alike. And I think a little bit of notice on certain superhero companies live action, take note, because they took a property and made the changes they needed to tell a better story in the live action form, and everyone's loving it. The only people who aren't loving it are the homophobes right now. Let's be honest. They're throwing this down my throat, and I don't like it. Then don't watch it. I said the same thing about Obi-Wan Kenobi when we were. You can check out those clips as well. people were complaining about Moses Ingram and about the young actress who played young Princess Leia. And if it gives you so much displeasure and so much anger, don't watch it. I personally only watched Moon Knight through enough time to be able to do my breakdowns, to be able to adequately say that I don't like it, because I do reviews, I do critiques, so it's a little bit different for me. So I'm sure someone in the comments will be like, well, see, take your own advice. Don't watch Moon Knight if you don't like it. I won't anymore. That's all. I mean, it's like I said, it might be a little bit different. I'm cut from a different cloth. I will watch something that's bad just to be able to say why it's so bad. I've done that on many occasions. I won't do with that Velma show because I don't appreciate what anything that I've heard about it. I'm not going to give it a hate watch to give it more freaking views so they think it's actually successful. But yeah, Last of Us has been fantastic. I'm really looking forward to the episode tonight. And I definitely think it's going in the right direction. Stay tuned for more breakdowns and reviews. I will do a more in-depth review moving forward now that I've caught up. I didn't even do anything for episode 2, really, which is fantastic as well. And partial reason because there was another pay-per-view, wrestling pay-per-view today. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit before we go here. It was NXT Vengeance Day. Fairly decent pay-per-view overall. I really did enjoy it. But that first match of the night that opened the show was, bar none, the best match in the entire night. And it was an absolute instant classic. And I hope that everyone gives that as much praise as I think it deserves. When I say I was just blown away by how I made a video on TikTok a little bit, like, how is this the match you open with? And then it was pretty much downhill from there. I mean, not that matches were bad. Like, I mean, HBK, how do you do how? Okay. Why you do Apollo Crews like that? HBK, why have a best 2 out of 3 falls match if he's going to win in 2? Why are you going to have his friend show up and save him just to destroy him? Apollo Crews deserves better than that. That man is the shit. Can we just give him the NXT title, please? But yeah, it was overall, it was very entertaining. Roxanne Perez, the future of the WWE Women's Division, absolutely phenomenal. She's tiny little firecracker with those ridiculous uppercuts. Oh my God, those uppercuts. When she just dives into them and throws, she puts her whole body in those uppercuts. And it's like straight-ass Street Fighter. It's ridiculous. But I did really enjoy the pay-per-view as a whole. So yeah, if you like, multi-fandom content, as you see tonight, I did Moon Knight, Last of Us, and WWE. I talk about things I love. And one week it might be Star Wars, one week it might be Marvel, one week it might be DC musicals, Disney. I do it all, baby. So if any of that sounded like it's your deal, do me a favor, hit the follow, subscribe, share it with your friends, let them know. I will be here every week, dropping new episodes every Sunday at 10 a.m. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope I didn't offend too many people with my little rants about how I'm offended. And I'm sure when I break this down and put clips of it on my other social media, I'll have people, oh, look, here he is complaining. Look what we did. I've made this video before, but I felt that after that those posts that I have almost 10,000 views, I felt it was necessary to make sure that everyone understood what I meant. But before, like I said, representation matters. So remember that when you tell people that are upset about not being represented, to shut up or to get over it or to just deal with it or whatever you want, any number of phrases. Just remember, the shoe is on the other foot. Would you let it go? Until next time, stay nerdy, my friends.